Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Claudia Guiluz. I am the BFC Program Coordinator and CDC Public Health Advisor in California, and I will be presenting ECIC online training, a longitudinal evaluation on behalf of Leslie Hayden and Natalie Perez, who couldn't make it today because of severe state budget restrictions, so nobody could come from the state. So. May I see a show of hands how many folks are familiar with ECIC or have used the training? Great, number of hands going up. Okay, we're going to come back to this slide in a minute. Let me just tell you really quickly what we're going to cover today, which is background on ECIC, lessons that are in the curriculum, what is longitudinal evaluation and why is it important, how we collect our data on the site, and what's new and how you can benefit from what's newly posted on ECIC. So this is my only evaluation slide, and when Leslie told me, okay, can you do this presentation, I said, sure, but I'm going to give it my spin, so this is my chance. So longitudinal evaluation is actually an approach that actually continuously collects the same statistical data over time, and is used to identify patterns in changes, such as increasing usage or changing usage, and it actually produces data that we can actually slice and dice. For instance, if we wanted to look at a particular snapshot in time, if we wanted to look at who's actually taking the course, what the job categories are they in-state or out-of-state, are they a VFC provider or not, we have the ability to do that. If we wanted to do a little bit of more investigative work in figuring out exactly when did pharmacists started, you know, using ECIC, this actually allows us to trend the information. So we actually have a number of data sources that we use to collect and analyze data on ECIC, and that includes Google Analytics, actually gives us the general number of page views and site visits to our website. Actually, you will see data distributed over time. We also have our ECIC LMS, or Learning Management System, which actually gives us more in-depth information about the user, who they are, where they come from, their pretest, post-test scores, lesson completions, so on and so forth. And that's actually basically data that's in a database, and we use the data and export it into SAS for doing a little bit more in-depth evaluation. Of course, we love the feedback from all of the users. Emails that we get is what we use for qualitative data. So this is our site. Told you we would come back from to it. Actually, the site started in 2008. When we were actually conceptualizing ECIC, we said that we really wanted a one platform of information for the VFC program. And we said, wouldn't it be great if we have all of our information, if we could direct all of our providers to one site, and including training. So the site currently hosts all of our program information, and it also hosts key VFC program activities such as online VFC recertification, online flu ordering, and if all goes well in the next couple of weeks, we will also be hosting online vaccine ordering. So we're really excited about that. In addition to all of that, we have a host of materials available for providers, and now with our limited printing budget, it's really, you know, a benefit of having a lot of colorful materials that providers can download and use within their clinic. This slide actually shows all of our storage and handling materials, and as you can see, there's a number of them, anything from managing refrigerator stock, temperatures, how to set up your units, what to do in case power failure, how to transport vaccines, so on and so forth. One of the most important materials that we host in that website is actually an extension of our trainings, and it's what we call our job aids. Basically, these documents are intended for users to really follow a task from A to C, and it provides direction on doing something. For instance, these two materials that are displayed in here shows how to set up a refrigerator. What do you do first? How do you set up all of the vaccines? Do you put them in a basket? Do the baskets should be holy or non-holy? Should they be meshy? So on and so forth. So folks in our information and education section, of course, you know, they're deeply involved in this and like to follow their major milestones. So since the inception of ECIC in 2008, when we launched our site, we actually launched our first two lessons, preparing vaccines and administering vaccines. The following year, little did we know that H1N1 was about to hit. And so we actually were launching the following lesson, preparing and administering vaccines. storing vaccines. And both of these lessons were very nicely timed because, as you know, pretty much folks were wanting to get trained, get refresher trainings on how to administer vaccine and how to store vaccines. In 2010, as you heard from the plenary this morning, California was hit with a major epidemic, a pertussis epidemic. So we really moved from H1N1 to, oh my God, here's pertussis, and develop a whole bunch of materials for our website. At the same time, we were actually working on our next lessons, which were focused on monitoring refrigerator and freezer temperatures, moving away or continuing from this is the right vaccine unit that you should use, this is how you should store vaccines, and now moving on to now you need to pay attention to your temperatures. In 2011, they were really excited about this major milestone because we actually hit 15,000 registered users on our site, and that was actually pretty incredible. In here, you can see a snapshot of Google Analytics that shows the weekly web stat hits on our site. Since August of 2008 until right now, we had 1.4 million page views and 136,000 regular users to the site. So I keep talking about the training, so let me tell you a little bit of how we all came about for our state. So back in around 2007, we were faced, as many programs across the state, with a lot of staff turnover in the practices, and we would get calls frantically from MA saying, I just got assigned this job, I need to order vaccines, I don't even know where to start, how do I order, what do I do, or how do I even store vaccines? We were also facing a lot of storage and handling issues where refrigerators were crowded. And we had limited VFC field staff that could actually go out really quickly to educate the practices. So we said, wouldn't it be great if we had a training module that we could actually develop and say, go online, complete these modules, and then we'll be there in 2 weeks later or 3 weeks to actually give you more information. So we did an in-depth analysis to figure out if our providers would actually be interested if we were to have an online training and if they would actually allow their MAs to complete the trainings. And by far, the vast majority said definitely we would be very interested. We would not only encourage it, but some of them said we would require it. And these are some of the topics that they were interested in finding out: vaccine administration, storage and handling, vaccine management as a whole, and of course, VFC program information. So these are our sites, learning site, and we have to date 5 lessons. The lessons are free, available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and they are actually structured in a pre-test format, a lesson, and a post-test format, followed by a really nice certificate. And I cannot stress how much actually MAs really enjoy this. When we were actually developing the site, Leslie Hayden, who is our content learner, she said, basically what you guys need is the high-end e-learning. And we said, well, what's the difference between e-learning, high-end, low-end? And she said, well, basically you need something that's fully engaging, has animation, has full narration, so you're not just reading slides. You have creative graphics, and you also have an avatar. And I'm like, what's an avatar back in the day? And she says, well, it's like, you know, an image of an MA talking to another MA so that they can connect with the audience. Has to be short and concise, and you cannot have fluff info. You have to have must info in your content. And what it is, ECIC is not an electronic page turner. It's more than that. As you can see over here, you can see our storing vaccine lesson, and there's a number of animations just within one lesson. So the content is presented in the lesson followed by an exercise to see if they actually are getting the concept. A large majority of MAs are female, so we can all relate with shopping. So we always did an in-person exercise to say, did you know how much vaccine, how many dollars worth of vaccine are in this bag? And they would kind of guess sometimes. And then when we started like putting it into context and say, did you know that with this $1,000 worth of vaccine in this little bag, you can buy a Louis Vuitton? And they're like, huh? Really? Did you know? So, you know, we kind of put it in context. So we say, okay, this is how much vaccine costs. You can buy a condo in some states with this. You can buy a camera with, like, this vial. And it really kind of gets their mind going. It also has a visual to say this is what vaccine storage units should look like and what should not look like. And then it has the interactivity to say if you have a brand-new refrigerator, You put it in your practice. What do you do first? Can you drag into this unit to say, where do you put your thermometer? Where do you put your water bottles? What do you do next? So it actually keeps them going at all times. Our LMS actually is what we use. It's the back end. And it has all of our data for all of our users, a wealth of information. And I have a number of graphs. I'm going to actually just maybe skip in the interest of time, but let me just show you. This one shows the individual registrations per month since August of 08 to date. And we were really excited about the 500 first mark in there. Little did we know what was about to happen on H1N1. But let me just skip to this one over here. And this is one of our most exciting ones because it shows that now ECIC is officially used by every single state in the United States. So as of last November, we actually have registered users from every single state. So I think we're really excited about that. You can see who our frequent states are. And of course, we use qualitative data, which is really feedback that we get on a day-to-day basis from every single user. And this is like the editorial when a new movie comes out, and we love to, you know, see the feedback from users. Really value that. And lastly, currently in our program, we're actually trying to engage VOC providers to say, to really use the site is not a requirement. But if they have a vaccine loss and they have to replace vaccines, because in our program we have a replacement agreement. So we say if your staff actually complete the lessons instead of paying this amount, you have the option of completing the lessons and paying this amount. And guess what do they choose to do? And then also, instead of just handing them a thermometer, we actually are asking them to complete the lessons in order for them to get a free thermometer. So now they not only get a free thermometer, but they know how to use it. Our new lessons are now posted, like I said, and if you haven't checked it out, we highly encourage you to visit it. And Leslie Hayden and Natalie will be more than happy to answer your detailed questions. Thank you.